True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, hour number two of the radio show, Graham, on a Wednesday afternoon. Metal Chris on the other side of the glass. You know, the one good thing about never knowing like how a guest is going to, you know, when a guest is exactly going to call in, because, you know, just told a couple of different things, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, I'm trying to, like, give him as much opportunity and space so that, you know, we can make it happen, right? I actually followed the clock for the first time in, like, forever. Chris, usually I'm like, bap, 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 bap. I actually got out on time. We started the second hour of the show at 2 o'clock at, like, 10 seconds. I actually broke on time for a change. The last two breaks, I think. Actually, the last three breaks. Actually, the last four breaks. Actually, the entire first hour, baby.
Whole show so far, yeah.
Man, I am doing Radio 101 over here.
Congratulations.
Thanks. After all these years, CK and Drabby would be so proud of me. Hopefully, they give me a pat on the back. If
I'm
not,
give you a gold sticker.
Yeah, if not, I'll get a little Barry Horowitz. I'll pat myself on the back and get that done. All right, so again, we're awaiting Brandon Duhaime of the Washington Capitals. Again, in the midst of a career season, tied for career high in goals at 9. Here's what I wanted to get to, and, you know, again, we'll get to it now in lieu of, you know, everything else that's going on. So, the Commanders brought in Wes Welker, and he's going to help them in a number of different capacities. They already have a wide receivers coach, right? But he was a wide receivers coach with both Miami and San Francisco, and Commander's Muse put this up on, I believe it was the Instagram, that Deebo Samuel from 2019 through 2021 with Wes Welker as his position coach in San Francisco had 167 catches, 2,598 yards, and 10 touchdowns. Now, that's a three-year span, right? And obviously, again, 21 was what got him paid, his last contract. 3 years, $72 million, I think it was. Welker and Cliff Kingsbury were college football teammates, so they know each other for a long time. Again, Welker has bounced around to a couple of different organizations. He was let go by Miami. I don't know what happened in both San Francisco and Miami. I didn't follow that closely enough, so I don't have those answers. But sometimes, yeah, a very familiar face can go a long way to helping you. I don't think anybody should be expecting Deebo Samuel to just revert back to 2021, which was a career year breakout. I don't think anybody should be expecting that just because Wes Welker showed up on the front step of Commanders Park. That's just not the way it works. Now, if that happens, that'll be great. And I'm sure Wes Welker will get a lot of credit for it. He's not even his position coach, right? But he's a friendly face, an ear. He knows some of the idiosyncrasies, maybe some of the things to unlock old Deebo, maybe some things that they can work on, go back to, what have you. But that's an average, right? If we're talking about 167 receptions, that's an average of 62 catches a year. If we're talking about 2,600 yards or just shy, you know, we're talking about 800 and what? I guess it would be like 860 yards, somewhere in that range. 10 touchdowns over a three-year period. That would be, you know, again, three-plus touchdowns. I'll be honest with you. I expect more out of Deebo Samuel than that. Now, Deebo Samuel back then did not have a great quarterback situation. That was pre-Brock Purdy. That was Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Jimmy Garoppolo could never be confused with great. Fine, not great. So I'm hoping that, never mind Wes Welker coming back and helping Deebo Samuel like some are suggesting. I'm hoping that, yes, that could have a positive effect. I wouldn't count on it, but I'm hoping. But I'm hoping that actually, you know, having a really good quarterback helps Deebo. And when I say a really good quarterback, that's not a slap in the face or disrespect to Brock Purdy, but I think we'd all agree, I think we'd all understand if I said, hey man, Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy, right? Jaden Daniels gives or should give Deebo Samuel the best opportunity he's had in a number of years to put up his best numbers. And they need that. Because there's no guarantee Terry McLaurin's going to have 14, 15 touchdowns next year. There's no guarantee that Zach Ertz is going to stay healthy for 20 games as he did last year. And I know he had to come out of a couple of games early. The point being is, right now, they don't have an explosive running back at all. They have a offensive line that's being retooled and is somewhat in flux. And they have a wide receiver room that lost two productive guys in De'Ami Brown, late productive, but especially in the playoffs productive, with speed. And Olamide Zaccheaus, who was pretty consistently productive all throughout the year, despite having some, you know, I mean, Olamide Zaccheaus is easily replaceable for the most part, I think. But that's only considering if Luke McCaffrey takes a step up. That's only considering if Deebo is Deebo. And whatever else they do. Draft, second tier of free agency, what have you. That's that. So, don't just automatically think. Again, this show will never steer you away from the truth. Don't just automatically think because Wes Welker is now a part of this coaching staff that Deebo Samuel is going to go back to Deebo Samuel. He's got to stay healthy, which he has not been able to really do. And he's got to find his explosiveness and his yards after the catch with a better quarterback than, quite honestly, and again, this is no disrespect to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's not what Jaden Daniels is, right? I don't think I need to feel bad about saying that. He's just not. So part of the reason why I'm bringing this up is I saw that. And it's a picture of, again, Wes Welker in San Francisco with Deebo Samuel at his locker. And it's tagged, again, by Commander's Muse, as Deebo might be coming back to his old self. I mean, listen, you hope. You hope. Certainly no guarantee by any means. And again, this goes back to everybody thinks that coaching is more important than health and the player performing and the player's willingness and want to succeed, to doing everything they can. And coaching helps. There's no denying that. It is not the elixir. It is not the end-all be-all. Right? I mean, again, we went over this yesterday when Denver fired Mike Malone and Calvin Booth, the head coach and the general manager. Coaching helps. Coaching does not fix everything. It never has. It doesn't even fix most things. It helps. But there was a second Instagram post that was that I saw. This is courtesy of the guys at the OT Pod. I'm just losing it now. Sorry. Try to pull it up here. I just hit the wrong button. So I just want to make sure I get this right. And it was wide receiver 2 rankings. And this is for the 2025 fantasy season and PPR scoring. This is not reality. This is fantasy. I often deal in reality, not fantasy. But I understand fantasy is very important, at least to you. I do it because, it's competitive. I don't know how fun it is, but it's competitive. And, you know, I do get occasionally my competitive juices flowing. So these are the wide receiver 2 rankings. Again, from a fantasy perspective, and this is from the fantasy football therapist, whatever that is. T. Higgins, no surprise, is number 1. Davante Adams, perhaps no surprise, is number 2. Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is number 3. When did Mike Evans become a number 2 wide receiver? What am I missing here? Mike Evans is a stud. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Now, maybe because he doesn't have the same absolute over-the-top explosion that he used to. He's got everything else. And he gets into the end zone a bunch. I mean, that was more a Baker Mayfield issue last year at times. Interceptions in the red zone kind of thing. Mike Evans is not a number 2 receiver in any reality, in any realistic world. Devontae Smith of the Super Bowl champion Eagles is number 4. Okay. Jameson Williams, little inconsistent, but a huge long ball threat, number 5. Jordan Addison, as long as you keep him away from a car, is great. He's number 6. Jaylen Waddle, as long as Tua is standing, he'll fill up the box score. He's number 7. So far, no Deebo. Number 8, Xavier Worthy, rookie last year, Kansas City, Mahomes, Andy Reid. You know the deal. Number 9, Rome Odunze. Rookie last year, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, Boy Wonder Ben, should be a much better offense. He's number 9. Juwan Jennings of the San Francisco 49ers is number 10. Juwan Jennings is a good player. Can block. He certainly can catch the rock. Good emerging player. And then, at number 11 comes Deebo Samuel. And at number 12 comes George Pickens. Now listen, George Pickens is relegated to number 12 and second-tier receiver status because they went out and got DK Metcalf. Now, they still don't have a quarterback, but because they went out and got DK Metcalf. So that kind of makes sense. Juwan Jennings, at this point, is probably a more dependable player than Deebo Samuel. He certainly doesn't make the same money. He doesn't have exactly the same injury history. Although he missed a couple of games last year. I have to double check how many. But I think most people in the NFL probably think Juwan Jennings' arrow is pointing up and Deebo Samuel's arrow is pointing down. And clearly Deebo Samuel is not a number one here. And that's fine. That's the way it's supposed to be. He doesn't have number one wide receiver skills. He can't take the lid off of a defense. That's not Deebo's game. He knew everything else, but that's not Deebo's game. So some might be aggravated that rookies last year, Worthy, Adunze, are ranked higher. Waddle took a step back as that whole Miami offense did last year. Some might be aggravated that Deebo is not in the top 10 of wide receiver 2 rankings. I think he's right about where he probably should be. You can't, in no way, shape, or form, in no way, shape, or form, should anybody be sitting here thinking that Deebo Samuel is going to come here just because he's got a new lease on life, and just because Adam Peters knew him in San Francisco and drafted him in San Francisco. Nobody should be thinking that Deebo Samuel is going to come in here and dominate. Last year, played 15 games, which is not horrible. He was banged up, I think, in one or two other games. 51 catches, 670 yards, 13.1 yards per reception, and 3 touchdowns. So, remember when we gave those numbers just a couple of minutes ago about his tenure with Wes Welker, right? Again, Debo's not that far, last year's Deebo, not that far off. But also remember that that production was younger, therefore presumably fresher body. Also, was in a 16-game season, at least the first 2 years, not the third year, as opposed to a 17-game season. Deebo, in order for me to feel like, hey man, let's move forward with this, in this offense, with Terry McLaurin and aging Zach Ertz, and quite honestly, not a lot else, I think Deebo, in order for me to feel good moving forward, I'd like to see him at 65 catches. Give me 16 games. I'll let you miss a game. Give me 65 catches. Give me 825 yards. I need more than 3 touchdowns. Especially if you're not going to take the lid off of defenses. I need you to be more productive in the red zone than 3 touchdowns. I would ideally like to see Deebo, who carried the ball 42 times last year, I'd like that to be less. I really, 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 really think they're going to draft a running back pretty high in 2 weeks. I don't want to see Debo as a battering ram. I know that's part of what Debo does, but I don't need that. That's what I've got Brian Robinson for. That's what I've got Chris Rodriguez Jr. for. That's what I've got whoever I'm going to draft for. That's what I've got Jeremy McNichols for. Ideally, I'd like to see Debo no more than like 20 carries. 25 tops. Ideally. I need him as a receiver. I'm not asking him to be my number one. I'm asking him to be my number two. But I also need more than 51 catches and 670 yards. That's not good enough. It's okay. That's not good enough. That's not an upgrade. Just being honest. That's not really an upgrade. I mean, if you look at what Diami Brown did last year, of course, yeah, it's an upgrade unless we're talking about what he did during the playoffs, where he really kind of came on. But Diami Brown, we know, was subpar during the regular season, was trying to find his way in this system, had three bad years or non-productive years before. So is it an upgrade over Diami Brown? Well, not in terms of speed, threat, the ability to take the lid off of defense, but in terms of overall stability, yes, of course it is. Now, if Diami goes with Brian Thomas on the other side and goes and catches 75 catches and averages 16, 17 a catch and 8 touchdowns and somehow Trevor Lawrence gets his head out of his, you know, where, then maybe it'll look really bad. But for right now, I'm willing to say, hey, you know what? They're different players. But I feel reasonably confident that Debo Samuel is going to be able to offset the loss of Diami Brown. But can he offset the loss of Diami Brown and Alamide Zaccheaus? Zaccheaus had 45 catches, 506 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So again, if you combine Diami and Zaccheaus, and you're essentially asking Debo to replace not one, but essentially offset both, and of course you're not asking him by himself to replace two guys, but the reason why you go out and get Debo is to upgrade, not to stay even, not to be subpar, not to stay below. So can he do that? The answer is, I think he can. I don't know that he can. I hope that he can. I don't know that he can. And if he can't, then that's an issue. That's a pretty significant issue. All right, we'll take a timeout right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Want to get into some mock draft stuff as well. I've got something else on the Commanders that I wanted to get to also. They had a local pro workout day. All right, let's take the time out and we'll come back. It looks like Brandon Duhaime is calling now, so but we have to take the break here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hopefully he'll feed the booth before too long. Beauvilliers wrist there, stop, rebound, loose, score! Back at his former home, Duhame.
Ah, Joe Beninati on the call, Monumental Sports Network. Brandon Duhame, one of his nine goals, his last goal, scored right before that against Philadelphia, part of a tied for a career high, I should say, nine goals. And the Metropolitan Division Championship is now clinched tonight. It could be the Eastern Conference Championship. We'll see about the President's Trophy. Tomorrow night, the Caps back on the ice for the first time since Sunday at UBS Arena against the Carolina Hurricanes. We will be in attendance to celebrate Ovi and more, and hopefully a win. And Brandon Duhame joins us right now here on the Team 980. Hey, Brandon, it's Chris Russell. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again for making time for us. So let's start with today at practice before we go back to Sunday and last Friday. I know you guys had a rocking atmosphere, maybe a little bit different than your typical Wednesday at MedStar Capital's Iceplex, all there to celebrate Ovi, welcome you guys back to the ice. I know Ovi did kind of like the swan dive thing at the end. The kids seemed to love it. How was that atmosphere?
That was probably the most intense atmosphere I've ever had for a practice, so that was that was pretty cool to be a part of, and just seeing how excited the kids were, and just the energy in the building is pretty special.
No, awesome. Does that, when you guys are in, you got a chance to have a couple of days off here and recharge the batteries, but it's a long season. Everybody knows your body is beat up, what have you. Does that, a scenario like that, and you'll see more of that, of course, here coming up in the playoffs when more and more people come to the rink just for your practices, does that fire you guys up? Does that renew your energy level a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Anytime you see the passion of the fans, and a lot of the times you're playing for them, so that's pretty cool to have their support, and definitely fuels us.
So you were a part of, obviously, Friday night and Sunday afternoon at Capital One Arena. I'll go back to Friday night first against Chicago. You know, Alex needed a hat trick. It was at home. You know, quite honestly, the Blackhawks are not a great team right now. So everybody kind of was hoping that it would happen then. What were you guys saying on the ice, or I should say, you know, on the bench and in the locker room before that morning at practice? Did you all want to get that done just to get it done, or because it was at home, or how are you kind of approaching that?
To be honest, there wasn't much conversation, at least for, you know, for me or for the guys. I think it was kind of the, obviously, the elephant in the room. One of those things we almost didn't want to talk about, and kind of just let it play out. And, you know, I thought it played out great. And I thought, you know, obviously you'd love to do it in front of your fans at home, but I think the fans traveled pretty well to Long Island. It almost felt like a home game.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
A pretty special ceremony there. I thought the, you know, the Islanders were very classy in the way they, you know, put on and the fans' respect, and everything was pretty awesome, and that was really cool to be a part of.
Yeah, see, Brandon, you're new here this year, and I'm sure you followed it as a hockey player and a hockey fan, but, you know, we saw a lot of this in 2018, of course, with the run to the Stanley Cup and beyond, you know, because Ovi is a rock star and whatnot, but Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final back in 2018, there were, I don't want to say there were more Capitals fans there than Vegas Golden Knights fans, but there was, I don't know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 Capitals fans that made the trip, right? Capitals fans show up. They love this team, and obviously for the big moments like Friday and Sunday were.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it firsthand now that I've been a part of it for a season now, and you know, even road games we were having, they were all traveling, and like I said, just all the, even showing up to practice like today, and it's a great group of fans, and really supportive, and you know, they motivate us a ton.
Right. What was the moment like? And I'm not going to do all Ovi, but what was the moment like? 8:95, and you guys all pile off the bench and celebrate. You see the swan dive, and just to be a part of that moment.
I think if you ask a lot of guys, they probably don't have much recollection. I'd say I blacked out, kind of like it was really that intense of a moment and that passionate of a moment where, you know, your memory kind of goes there. So that was, you know, obviously I've watched the highlight of it, and it's awesome.
Brandon Duham of the Washington Capitals, they won the Metropolitan Division last night. We'll try and lock up the East tonight if they get some help. Back on the ice tomorrow night at Capital One Arena for the Carolina Hurricanes. So speaking of the, and again, I want to move along before we talk about you individually. The Canes come in. You guys obviously took one on the chin last Wednesday night down in Raleigh. That place is a tough place to play, but things got nasty there at the end. How do you approach a rematch a week later? You guys are rested up. I'm sure you want maybe a little bit of, you know, you want to defend your turf. You want to defend your honor a little bit from some of the things that happened towards the end of that game. How do you approach that? Do you even think about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fuel for us. You know, anytime you get whacked by a team like that, it's you're definitely motivated to get a rematch so soon, you know, just a week later in our home building. And, yeah, just an extremely motivated group. And we're, you know, we know that if you want to go on a run in the playoffs, you're most likely going to have to go through that team. And, you know, we're excited for the challenge.
You have a career high, or tied for a career high, 9 goals. We just played one on the way in. You had one against Philadelphia right before that. What has been clicking for you in terms of your offensive game to allow you to be in this position? I know you've bounced around a little bit. How comfortable do you feel here in this locker room, in this organization, and with the way things have gone this year?
I think it's such a credit to the staff, to the players, the organization in general, the city, the fans. Like, just being so welcoming and making me feel a part of this team is, you know, it'll fuel anyone's confidence. So I think that's the biggest part.
You guys have been scuffling a little bit. I guess that's the professional, thing to say. Do you have a finger on maybe some of the things that you can do better starting tomorrow night, or is it just the grind of the schedule? I think, Brandon, you guys played like 6 games in 8 nights or 8.5 nights or whatever it was, ending Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I think we have some areas that we definitely got to improve on, and we've addressed that. We've spoken as a group, and heading in these last 5 games or whatever it is, we're well aware that these are tune-up games heading into playoffs, and that we got to put our best foot forward and gain some momentum for when we roll into playoffs.
I mentioned you guys clinched the division last night. You could have the East locked up tonight without even playing. And obviously, again, you just mentioned, you've got, 5 games left, including back-to-back this weekend against Columbus. I'm sure hockey players don't really talk about this, but there are a lot of fans that are, oh, no, don't win the President's Trophy. There's a jinx. You guys don't actually think about that stuff, do you?
No. We're going into every game to win, and regardless of what that entails, we're motivated to win every game, and that's the way we're gonna attack it.
My favorite goal from you this year, and not to pick one of the 9, but I loved it because it was the icing on the cake. The first game out of the Four Nations break, right? I think you guys were up 7-3, or maybe 7-4 in Pittsburgh, and you got the breakaway and you buried the biscuit for the 8th goal in that game. That's a goal scorer's goal, man. That had to feel pretty good, right? As opposed to, maybe working a little bit harder and trying to do other things to get the puck in the net.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I could probably count on my hand how many breakaways I've had. That's nice to get an open, clean look like right. that, and was lucky enough to pot it there.
What did that Four Nations break do for you guys? Because you came out like a house on fire, and then maybe you struggled a little bit, after the first couple of games. But to have 2 weeks off, and obviously you're training and you're practicing a couple of days before that Pittsburgh game. But what did that break do to recharge you physically and mentally?
Yeah, exactly that. I think it did recharge us. Obviously, physically, you get 2 weeks or whatever it was to rest up the body and, treatment, take care of yourself. But also the mental side of it is also big. The playing almost every other night, every second night it's taxing on the mind as well. So that's it's nice to get the mental break, get a little bit of sunshine, and really reset.
How happy, and you're used to sunshine, you grew up in Florida and heat and humidity. How happy are you for your longtime childhood friend Jacob Chychrun and what he's been able to do and then getting recently rewarded with the big contract extension?
Yeah, obviously a truly special individual. You guys see what he does on the ice, and that's a given. Obviously, he's a special player on the ice, but it's also just to speak volumes on the person he is really special. His family is incredible, just good people, and his wife's incredible as well. So just really, really special people that really care for everyone else, and just awesome for him to get rewarded like that, and really special.
Brandon Duhaime of the Washington Capitals with us just for another moment or two. So you grew up in South Florida going, I know your parents obviously, of course, were involved as most hockey parents and families are, but you grew up going to Florida Panthers games. Did you go, by the way, I was curious about this, was this before you or after, did you go to the old Miami Arena to see the Panthers play in any games, or is it just at the current building?
I had never been to that Miami Arena.
Okay.
I think I missed it by a few years. I always remember going to the Sunrise location
right.
that they're at now.
Aren't you lucky, my friend? Aren't you lucky? I covered some games there. boy, did that building stink for hockey. But it was loud, and there was a lot of rats, and that's how the whole rats thing started, which I'm sure you've heard that story. One last one, if you don't mind. So back to Ovechkin for a second. You guys did a tremendous job celebrating him, obviously, but can you just speak to the audience? I call it the essence of Ovi. There's the on-the-ice part, but there's the off-the-ice part where he, I think, treats you, and Spencer said to me the other day, you know, he treats everybody the same, young, old, rookie, free agent, rich, not, whatever. Can you just speak to how he welcomed you into this organization when you came here over the offseason, and how that relationship has grown?
Yeah, I mean, with open arms. There, you know, he there was probably eight or nine of us, and he took the time to, you know, introduce himself and get on a personal level right away, where he could have easily just kind of, you know, turned a blind eye and figured it out during the season and built a relationship that way. But no, he took the time right away, and you know, we bonded over a few things, and that's you know, he's just an incredible person, and took us in with open arms.
Awesome to hear. Well, listen, good luck the rest of the way. We appreciate you making some time for us here on a Wednesday. I know you probably want to get a little bit of rest, get back at it tomorrow night against the Canes. I'll see you down the stretch here in the locker room or wherever we get to say hello, and I appreciate you making some time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. That is Brandon Duhaime of the Metropolitan Division champion, Washington Capitals career high, tied for a career high, I should say, 9 goals, as you heard. I forgot to add, my guy Bernie in Rockville reminded me that, you know, him and Marc-Andre Fleury, who he didn't score against in that, but they had the nice tribute to MAF after that game, and Ovechkin was a part of making sure. I forgot to ask him about that relationship. Damn it. Wanted to ask him about that. I just had a bunch of other questions I had to ask. Anyway, thanks to Caps PR for hooking that up. Chase and everybody down there. Thanks to Brandon Duhaime for joining us. Hope you enjoyed that, Caps fans. If you missed any of it, check out the podcast right after the show. Take a time out here on the Team 980.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, thanks once again to Brandon Duham of the Washington Capitals for joining us. If you missed that, you can hit the Odyssey Rewind feature if you want to listen right now, or check out the podcast at theteam980.com or on the Odyssey app. Just go to the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, which is free to download in case you haven't already, and you should have. You can listen live, on demand, anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app. Not only Brandon Duham, but every segment, every hour, every day, every show, every, if you hate me, which, you know, many of you do. Chris, do you hate me?
No, I love you, Rooster. Right,
thanks, buddy. I love you too, man. I appreciate that. You know, because
honestly, though, you were one of the first people to welcome me here when I started working here. You probably don't remember that.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But welcome officially, you know. I mean, no, you're a big part of the team. I mean, you know, like
you had no idea who I was then. You're just like, here's this dude walking around.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm new. I'm gonna be whatever. And you like introduce yourself and tell me your name and all that. You know, I knew who you were already.
Right.
But, like, you know, you took time to sit there and stop and talk to me for a few minutes.
Well, that's that. I mean, I honestly don't remember that, but I sounds kind of like something I would do for the most part. But, you know, I appreciate that you remember that. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I enjoy working with you. And you know, like, I know you go out for a lot of remotes and a lot of events, and everything seems to always run as smoothly as possible. Radio and live radio is not an easy industry to work in. It's fun. It's not as easy as it seems or it comes off. And here's a perfect example, right? I mean, you know, again, things get all haywire and I'm trying to do the radio show, right? And, you know, we were originally told like Brandon Duham would call right after 1 o'clock. Then he's got meetings. Then it was like right after 1:30. And then it just kept getting pushed back. And so you're not sure how to kind of do the radio show. And you're trying to do the best you can. You're trying to grind through it. You're trying to present the best content you can, but you're also trying to get, you know, certain guests on and whatnot. And, you know, you're trying to let the audience hear from people that were actually on the ice and in the locker room and in the building and know Ovi and all of that stuff. So I apologize if the show is a little bit kind of unstructured, if you will. But we did the best we could, and I thought it was a good spot with Duham, and I appreciate him coming on. And again, Caps PR, and I hope you guys enjoy that. And listen, this show is probably not going to be for you if you don't like the Capitals, if you don't like the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm just telling you. I mean, it's not that we're going to all talk about it nonstop all the time, but if you don't like the Capitals, if you don't like the Nationals, and you only like the Commanders, we're not doing the Commanders all day, every day. That's not how this show operates. I can't speak for any other show. That's not how this show operates.
I'm a huge Caps fan. So.
Attaboy.
All good with me, man.
Attaboy. I wish there was even more of you. You know? So that, like, people would treat... Now, listen. In years past, why do they care so much about the Commanders? They stink. Obviously, it's a different time in our DMV sports world right now, right? I'm excited about the Nationals. the Wizards have a bright future, but a lot of unresolved, you know, things.
They ain't making the playoffs.
No. Tonight's their home finale, what have you, right here on the Team 980, 645, after Craig. But the Capitals are, again, going to be the one seed in the East, just a matter of when. Could be tonight, could be tomorrow night, whatever. Possibly the NHL overall one seed. What? Got a lot of work to do. Now that the Obi chase is over, take a deep breath, get healthy, get back on track, be better defensively, be better full ice, not allowing two-on-ones to fourth-line wingers and all that stuff. And, of course, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be hot and heavy with the NFL draft, which we haven't spent a whole lot of time on because we've been so busy with the Maryland situation, the NCAA tournament, obviously the Ovechkin chase. Now it's time to get serious a little bit more about that. We opened up this hour with Deebo Samuel. And look, I think the Commanders are going to draft a wide receiver. I don't think it's going to be at number 29 overall. I could certainly see that possibility depending on who is there, right? If Emeka Buka from Ohio State is there, I definitely think there's a greater chance. But I think more likely later in the draft. Edge, we know. Corner, we should know. Running back, we should definitely know. We know it's not going to be quarterback. That we know. Right? That we know. But that doesn't mean, and maybe this is why the NFL draft doesn't seem to have the same sizzle this year as it has, not only around here with the Commanders having a 29th overall pick. And quite honestly, there's a distinct possibility that they don't even make a pick that night, 2 weeks from now. Distinct possibility. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow night. But what's interesting is because there's a lack of big time buzz about the quarterback position in this draft, I think that overall hurts. And maybe I'm caught up in what I've got to focus on. Again, not everybody's got to focus on Ovechkin. Not everybody's got to focus on the Maryland mess that took a while to untangle. Not everyone's got to focus on, like draft nicks are just focused on the NFL draft. But even draft nicks would say, and again, I heard Dane Brugler, who put out The Beast today on The Athletic. And if you don't have that and access to it, you should. It's great. It's awesome. He does a tremendous job, a lot of work, all that. It's just, a load. But he was saying to Toby and B. Mitch over on 106.7 The Fan on my way in, the lack of sizzle in the quarterback class has hurt kind of the overall anticipation excitement. It's not like last year where we had six in the first round and in the top 12, right? So I pulled open The Beast, and Cam Ward is going number one to Tennessee. I think everybody pretty much agrees with that.
That seems to be the consensus.
Right, but he's got Cam Ward, okay? Where do you think, and this is just, again, one draft analyst, in terms of his overall big board, as they call it, right? Where do you think he's got the guy that everybody expects to go number one overall and a quarterback? Where do you think he ranked him in terms of his overall prospects, one through whatever? Just take a guess.
So we're talking all positions?
All positions, all players.
10.
Nope. Lower than that.
Oh, all right.
You're not too far away.
12.
One higher. Number 13 overall.
Wow.
Which, again, is not, he will go number one because he's a quarterback and because everyone knows that you have to have a good quarterback situation, if not a great one, to truly succeed. He will go number one. He's Dane Brugler, The Beast, The Athletic, number 13 overall. Shador Sanders, and I'm not a huge Cam Ward fan. Like, I think late in games, I've seen him make some not great mistakes. And I like him as a quarterback prospect better than Shador Sanders, but I'm not convinced that Cam Ward is going to be a stud. I think he'll be a good NFL quarterback. I do not think he'll be a stud. But Shador Sanders, you know, Colorado, daddy, all of that, tough as nails. Does not have, like, unbelievable athleticism, does not have a rocket arm, does not have great size, but has a lot of moxie, smart, tough, competitive, right? The kind of the things that you don't expect out of Deion's kid. But he's all of that. But he doesn't have the overall big booming traits, right? Which, like, some people looked at Jaden Daniels and said, well, he's thin in the upper body. He's not 230 pounds. He's going to get bent in half. And at times I thought maybe he would get bent in half, and he almost did. And I still worry about it. But obviously, we saw what Jaden Daniels is and turned out to be. We don't know what Shador Sanders is going to be. I think he's going to be probably a fringe starter much of his career. Some people love him. Some people are very down on him. Just for example, and this could work out in the favor of the Washington Commanders. Remember yesterday we talked about my guy Johnny D bringing up an athletic mock draft from some guy, Nick Baumgartner, that had him going 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we talked about that and where he could go in the top 10, New Orleans, the Jets, so on and so forth. Well, Dane Brugler of the Beast of the Athletic has him as his number 34 overall prospect. Number 34. And gives him a first/second round grade. I think most people would be shocked if he's still there for the Steelers. Remember the last time the Steelers took a quarterback in the first round? Kind of a similar and precipitous drop, right? Some people thought Kenny Pickett was going to go way earlier. That was the Malik Willis draft. Some idiots had Malik Willis going at number 2 overall. He went in the 3rd round. Kenny Pickett there for the Steelers right around the same pick, 2021. That could happen in 2 weeks. He could go in the top 10. I guess he could go in the top 5. Or is it impossible to think that Shador Sanders is still there when the Washington Commanders are on the clock and then they can get the Giants or the Browns to jump, or somebody else, the Jets maybe, or somebody else to jump up and take Shador Sanders and trade for Shador Sanders? I think that's a possibility.
I think the only way that happens is there has to be some sort of position that everyone just starts drafting. You know, they do those like...
Edge.
It could be, exactly.
And running back is not a bad...
Sometimes it happens to, you know, offensive tackles and stuff too, but I just feel like you'd have to have one of those, like, fire sale, just like,
I agree.
Starts drafting the same position,
I agree.
And then you see something. That's the only way.
Offensive tackle is another position you should keep in mind for that, just that type of run. All right.
I just wanted that. I said offensive tackle.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry. Okay. I missed that. My bad. All right. We'll get more in on the NFL draft and some Commanders stuff in the 3 o'clock hour, final hour of the Showgram here on a Wednesday afternoon. The Nationals coming up in an hour as well. We have got to get back to some things that we started off the show earlier with on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.